Referendum was continued to sign because of the adoption of Law Number 20, 1975. Continued. Adoption Law Number 18, 1975. Continued.
The Mishnah in Kehilim is not in accord with this pricing. So in Mele, I mean, the Mishnah in Kehilim is not in accord with this pricing. That from the Mishnah in Kehilim it appears that there is no pricing. But so in Mele, so Rashi could say that it's not that Rabbi Yechon is chelik on that pricing, but Rabbi Yechon and just is machria like the Mishnah in Kehilim, not like the pricing. Whatever the pshat is. So according to Rashi. So mutev shiyovi esse sheish bikores, yitre esse sheish bikores. V'yom Rabbi Yechonen v'atir avdu esse lesbi. Rabbi Yechonen holds, there is not even a deraisi. The esse shulich machnis doesn't apply. Shenem avayam di yishovet v'kal yehuda lefnei chotzer hachadosho. Mai chotzer hachadosho? Oma rebe shechit shibu dvoi. So then the bezden of Yishofat was misaken that v'yeyim lo yikonis l'machnu levi. That if someone was a Balkari, and he was taken. So, but he has to wait till Erev Shemesh. So, Midraise, he was allowed to enter. Midraise was allowed to enter. So, why? But then, the best was Misake, that he's not allowed. He's not allowed. Now, let's see the whole Rashi up to this point. Three Surah, Isha Safach is Isha. Who will be Isha 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 Safach? She will catch Misochi, Belibonim. Misochi, Belibonim. Isha Nami Isha is Isha. שמיני של הישו, יהיה מבוא הסקבוני של ליצור לרצור את לובי והרבה ישראל משער ניקנר, הולך לשאול את לעזור, לתנדם מבין, ורואו קרל לאוכל נוקת קרל, ולא איתו משרץ, ולא לו, איתו משרץ ואף איתו ממס, נכנוס אל הרבה ישראל, כי מפורש בין הדבורים, שלא לא יהיה כך מישס עצמסי ספיני, ושער ניקנר ונזקת שו ביטוי שזה עזור, אז כי דאמרים לו בקיצה צייל, והרי אם כהרבה ישראל, ויוכל אותו ממס וכונס לשאול, אבל בלקרי משתל לחוץ לשני מחנס, כי זוב, כי מפורש בין הדבורים, זוב וכל זוב, לחביס בלקרי, so this is cash he is, but here, even regarding the Tvuyim of the Balkari, so it's not also the Raises, Rabbi Yechonen says, so the answer is, that Rashi holds, that Rabbi Yechonen does not agree with the Braise. Rabbi Yechonen agrees with the Mishnah in Kehilim, but according to the Braise, there's an Issa the Raise, the Essay of Shaluach Machnes. Vitova Likari, Avapi Tvuyim, Acher Likari, Eni Nichas Larabais, the whole Tvuyim, Ariyo Bitume, עדיין לתחום ולקוצ'ים ולמקדוש, ולמקדוש. So in other words, so he is also מדרייסה מצד יישרסה, או שלוח מחנס, או מצד רבונו, whatever it is, זה יובי להר הבייס, ויחניס יודוב לבייניס, ואיתי הלך לפיסקל ערב, שיובי יסד לפסח שיש בקורס, דימו יחניס יודוב לבייניס, so he's not all lech lekom pesach, and if it's not imid lachile, so then he cannot be makrim, ויתי הלך לפיסקל ערב. ויתחסד משאוף מלאכנה שאין לי קורש שאין לנו קורש על אובייס עזור וזה לא יקוניס לעזור אלו נשאר ניקנר שאו במסקאצ'ו ויחניס יודוך לבהמץ ויתאיו מצורעתם ונשאר לך פיסחי לעזור אל נשחי ולערב יערב שמשה ויתאיו מקיריה וים גישוב את יצאי ניתאו ישראל מתומש מבהיר בדבריון ומחנו הביא לרבית so ביום הרול מתם וואי זה מותר ואו נתאו מצורעתם הוטה לקיריה now Yeah. So in other words, why does Mule say Mata? After all, it's Muta, so the Braise says. Because Yovi Ese Sheyesh Bekores, V'yit Reze Sheyesh Bekores. The answer is, there are two problems facing him. First of all, there is the problem facing him in connection with the Iser of a Tvuyim, of a Balkari that is not allowed to enter in the Harabites. So how, in order to stand in the Shah Nikneh, so he has to enter the Harabites. So how is he allowed to be able to be there? Of Shuluach Machnes, or this Rabbonon, whatever it is. Or this Rabbonon, that's one thing. And then the other thing is, but he'll have to stretch out his arm into the Azor. So it's Bia B'Mikzas. And Bia B'Mikzas is Shmo Bia. So that is a Lav D'Raise. Lav D'Raise, maybe at least Lav Malkis, if not Kores. So the Gemara in Zvachim says that Kores there isn't, but Malkus there is, Lav D'Raise. So he's faced with two problems. First of all, how can he behave on the Iser, Esse of Yishauch Min HaMachnei, so that there is a Rabbon according to Tezves? And then, how can he stretch out his arm into the Azore? The Azore, Bir Mixa Shmo Bieh, so we'll behave here. behavior, the Yisrael of being the Mikzas in the Azor itself, not the Arabais, but the Azor itself. So in regard to the question of the Yisrael Ese, of Arabais, so we say, Yoves, Sheyesh Mikores, V'yitres Sheyesh Mikores. But in regard to the Bir Mikzas, that's not an Ese, that's a love of Malkis. So how can that be Mutea? So there we say, inasmuch, because every Mitzere is faced with a problem, since Bir Mikzas Ishmo Bir, so how can any Mitzere, stretch out his hand? The answer is, that's the Xeris HaKosu. So the Torah was matir, the Bir B'Miktas, in regard, the Bir B'Miktas of Mitzere. So, Hoyu B'Ishtere, the Yisra of Bir B'Miktas of Mitzere, so the Yisra of Etruyeim, Bir B'Miktas of Etruyeim is also Mutar, is the same Yisra. So we see that we apply the concept of Hoyu B'Ishtere Ishtere. Now, the Omarule, Misachazvon, So there is one Madoma who says chorus the reason. But even if there is no chorus, it's still the question of Ayes, Vishon Eule, Shana Mitzere, Hoyu, Ruthol, and Bia, the Mikta, the Zarate, Shadai, the Husaki Purim, Ubi Kores, Ruthol, and Nakiro, Bia, Zubi Mikta, Hutan Amu Kiri, Alma Hoyu, Vishra, Habi Sure, Vishra, and Amida, and Avagabe. So herein we see the Aloche of Hoyu, Vishra, Vishra. Now, if they are Tutro, the Mitzere, it's not an in of Tria, every day, regular Mitzere. So according to Ule, we apply the Aloche of Hoyu, Vishra, Ishtere, we can be something that is utro. Whether we apply the same aloche of Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere, this Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere, of the same Maise of another Iser, we can be truyo, so there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. Between Abaye on one hand, and Rav Yosef and Rove on the other. So, Rav Yosef says that just as we apply the aloche of Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere, ligabi truyo. Abaye says, we apply this Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere ligabi hutro, but ligabi truyo or not. Let's say, if it's roft me, and let's say, so, and they assume that it's truya bitzibo. Tume is truya bitzibo. And then, some of them became zovim too. After they became tmei meis, so they became zovim too. So the question is, were they allowed to do it bitum? Because, so, Rabbi Yose, and Rove says, that even though Tume is Truya B'Tzibur, so we apply the Aloche of Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere. So just as the Yisra of Tos is Huter, so Futriye, so the Yisra of Zav is also Muter. And Abaye says, no, since Tume is Truya B'Tzibur, we can't apply the Aloche of Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere. Because only Ligabe Hutro we apply Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere. Not Ligabe Truyo, let's say Mitzere. So there is Huter. So then Rove says that even if we are not going to apply the concept of Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere Ligabi Hutro, but Ligabi Truyo, we certainly apply it. So that's in regard to this Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere. But the Hoyu Vishtere Ishtere of one mice, of the second mice in the same Isaiah, that certainly can only apply to Hutro, not to Truyo.
Very sudden shooting of Vamos to Yotes Kislevetov Shinam in Vavil, November 23rd, 1975.
The ending of that Zion with Bates. Now, the Gemore, the whole subject here is in response to the question raised by the Gemore, why does the Torah have to mention Zereshov and Valeo to advise us that the SLVD is not the Echidolisis of Korach Chetisho, even without an extra posit, I would say that it's not the Ech. So the Gemara says, Salkid at the Chamine, Teise Bam Metzin Im Eishisach. Ma Eishisach Mi, Avmo Afa Chesish Et Ishiya. So he asks, how can we learn how to be man from Eishisach? Ho Som Chad Yisur Ochet Chay Yisure. Ma Odi Teime, Hoyu Vishtere Yishtere. In other words, because insofar as the Yisra of Eshesach is concerned, so that was already Muter. So Mele, the additional Nisea is just a Chisisho. That's only one Nisea. So Mele, it's not three Sure from Chadi Sure. But it's Chadisur Isure, because as far as the Isa, as the Isa of Ishesach is concerned, so that's already Mutak. How do we know that there is such a thing as Ruv Ishtar Ishtar? And we know that Imre Damnin Ruv Ishtar Ishtar. The time is, Mitzero Shechal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev HaPesach, V'iro Keri Boi V'yoin, V'itova, Omur Chachomim Af Al Pi Shein Tfu Yei Macher Nichnas, Ze Nichnas, Mutak Sheyobi Ese Sheyesh Bikores, ויתחה עשר שבעים ביקורת. ואומר רבי יחנן, ואתה ראה אפילו עשר לסבי, שנאמה, וימד ישובת בקל יהודו לפני החוצר החדושו, מה היה חוצר החדושו? אומר רבי, שיחיד שבו דבורים ואומרו תבוליהם ויקונס למאחרים. So, as we mentioned last time, so here we are faced with two problems. If the מצייר, the שמיני שלה happens to be ערב פסח, and he became a בוקר, and he is a תבוליהם, so first of all, now, so he couldn't partake of the Korban Pesach unless he will bring the Korban. He couldn't bring the Korban unless there will be Matan Behemis. Now, so how can he go into Shara Mikner and stretch out his hand into the Azore? So first of all, how can he go into the Harabais? How can he go into the Arabites? In other words, after all, he is a Tvulyei. He is a Tvulyei of a Balkari, and the Tvulyei of Balkari is not allowed to enter the Arabites. So in respect to this problem, so the Braise says, Mutech Yovi Eseshei Bikores, Yifa Eseshei Bikores. And Rabbi Yechanan says, it's only the Rabbonot. So this, of course, is the Yechanan Rabbonot. Whether the Braise itself also means the same thing as Rabbi Yechanan, or the Braise itself holds that there is an Isar Eseh, so that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis. So we say, in regard to the problem, how can he behave the Isar of Knisel Arabais? Of Knisel Arabais, he is a Tvulyeim of a Balkari and Noser, either because of an Eseh, a deraise, or because of an Isra Rabbanon. So we say that the essay of HaKoves Korban Pesach, the essay Sheish Bikores, is Deiched the Isra of Knisel Arabais. But then we have another problem. He has to stretch out his hand as he stands in the Shara Mikner. He has to stretch out his hand into the Azore. And Ule says that Bia B'miktsas Ishmo Bia. Ishmobie. So how can he, the Tvulyeim of Balkari, how can he enter? Because he'd be a mitzvah Shmobie, so that's like entering the Azore. And the Tvulyeim of the Balkari is not allowed to enter the Azore. So it's an Isakores. So Ule explains it on the basis of the Halokhe of Ishtre, because after all, he is a Mechusa Kippurim of a Mitzere, and the Mechusa Kippurim of a Mitzere is not allowed to enter the Azor either. So how can he stretch out his hand as he stands in the Shara Mikner into the Azore, Bia B'miktsas Ishmo Bia? So we have to say, well, that's the special Zeres HaKosuf, that the Torah was Matir, the Yiseh HaKnise of a Mitzere, of a Mechusa Kippurim, of a Mitzere in the Azore, because otherwise he'll never be able to fulfill this din of Matan Behemis. So hoyu v'ishtere, hoyu v'huta litzaratei, huta likarut. So here too, hoyu v'huta the Yisar Ishesach, so the Yisar Achesisho was also. Now, so it's two separate problems. We are faced with two separate problems. One is, how can the Yisar of a Tvulyei entering the Harabais, how is that Nitche? So as far as that is concerned, we say, Mutev Sheyobi Yeseh Sheyesh Bekores V'Yitche Yeseh Sheyesh Bekores, and then, how can he behave the Bia B'miktsas into the Azore? So in regard to the Bia B'miktsas in the Azore, we apply the principle of Hoyu Vishnarishna. Now the question arises, that is the Shani Master Tasha, and the same question is raised by Tesis and Zvochim. And both Tesis and Zvochim and Shinkubetzis and Zvochim, that Lamed Veis, Lamed Gimel, give the same terrors as the Tesis and Shani here. Now, in regard to the second problem that faces this Tvuyim Balkari that is Mechusa Kippurim of Mitzera. So how can he enter a beer in mixas? Beer in mixas is more beer. So we say, Hoyu Vishtera Mitzerate, Hu Tali Kerye. So Mele, why does the price have to resort to the fact that mutefio v'yeseshiyesh b'kores v'yitcheseshiy b'kores, the implication being that only because of the fact that this is indispensable, the knisa to the harabais is indispensable for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of hakoves korban pesach, that's why it's muter without recourse to the halacha of mutar v'yeseshiyesh b'kores v'yitcheseshiy b'kores. He should be allowed to be nichnas in the harabais for the same reason that he is allowed to realize it be mikdas in the azore. Why? Because hoyu v'yishtere yishtere. So why don't we apply the same principle of hoyu v'yishtere yishtere l'gavi the knis al harabais? Why does the b'raise have to resort to the principle of mutar v'yeseshiyesh b'kores v'yitcheseshiy b'kores? That's the same. So this question is raised by Tesis Nizrochim, and it's also raised by Tesis Yishenim here. Vim tema, hoy vuta litzarate vuta lekeri. Vim tema, im kei mai koma liil muta vyove yeshi bekores, lei me taime hoy vuta. Vyesh leima, dililil yuchaleima kei, vimai leime hoy vuta, mashmashi lo yonesa mikeitem lochei. Uleilom, יוכל המצייר או מקונית בשער נקנה, שהוא מכנה לביה, אבל הוכה שייך, הויו והותר, דועד עתו נכנס להכניס יודי לדהניס. Because in so far as the Iser of Knise להרבייס is concerned, we cannot apply the principle of הויו וישתרי ישתרי. What should we say? הויו וישתרי, because even without the carry of this Mechusa Kippurim of Mitzera. So he was muter to enter the Harabais. The Yiseh of entering the Harabais doesn't apply to the Mechusa Kippurim. So it never was offered. So it's not shayach to say, Hoyil, an account of the fact that the Yiseh of Knisel Harabais was muter by a Mechusa Kippurim of Mitzera for the purpose of stretching out his hand. So the Yiseh of Mechusa of Knisel Harabais that is incumbent upon Mechusa Kippurim, it was who there? Some Meile, the Yiseh of Knisel Harabais that is incumbent upon Itvuliyim of Keri is also with that. No, that Yiseh doesn't apply to Mechusa Kippurim. That Yiseh doesn't apply to Mechusa Kippurim. It applies to Itvuliyim, but not to Mechusa Kippurim. To Mechusa Kippurim it doesn't apply. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say, Hoyu v'huta litzarate, huta likarye. There is no Yiseh that was huta because of this special occasion. Machin kein ligabe, the stretching out of the arm into the Azor, as it stands in the Shaar Mikneh, assuming that bia b'miktzah shmo bia. So that means that in effect, this Mechusa Kippurim, when he stretches out his hands, is bolis echazor. For the Allah will be a b'miktzah shmo bia. Now, a Mechusa Kippurim is not allowed to enter the Azor. He's not allowed to enter the Azor. And here, this Yiseh, it was huta for him, for the purpose of the matan domim of the Beinis. So Mimele, we say, hoy v'huta huta, hoy v'ishtarish. This is what the Tesis Yishayim says. All right. So, and Teisves in Zvochim, that Lamed Veis, Lamed Gimel, the Shinkubetz is there, they give the same Teretz. I mean, this is a double poshet. I mean, I don't think that there is any Rishin who is chelik on that principle. That when can we apply the principle of Hoyu v'yishtere yishtere, that is only if the Yiseh is there. But, because of a certain occasion, as here, for let's say, because of the Matan Domim of the Beheneis, so the Yiseh of Knisel Azore was Huta. So we say, Hoyu v'huta, הוא וישטר אישטר. מה שאין כי, מה שאין כי, in connection with the Knesset Arabais, so it doesn't apply, and Mechus HaKippurim is not forbidden to enter the Arabais. So in Mele, it's not shy to say, because he was Huter, because the Issa of Mechus HaKippurim is Huter. There is no Issa of Mechus HaKippurim. All right. We are Marubem, I tam, hoi, but that's also the thing. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying now, so just as Ule applies the principle of Oil Vishtare Ishtare, Ligabei a Mechus HaKippurim, who he became a Tvulyeim of Keri. So here too, if the Torah hadn't mentioned the special Zersakosu for Valeo, I would say that just as the Yisar of Ishesach was Uter, so the middle of Yisar of Ahesisho is also Uter. So the Torah tells us, no, we don't say Oil Vishtare Ishtare. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara refutes it. Mi domele du. Tei nach eiche de noso meits, va hakach noso chai, di miige di ishtere isar ishe sach, ishtere name isar achis ish. Now, how, let's say, here, we are dealing with a yivome that is nach eis ish. So what happened? What happened? That Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Rochel, Shimon was married to Leah, the sister of Rochel. And then Reuven died. So he's faced with the Yisar of Achis Isho, in addition to the Yisar of Ishesach. So we say, Hoil v'ishtar the Yisar of Ishesach. That's in every Yivome, it's like that. And here too. So the Yisar of Achis Isho is also Ishtar. In the same way as we say, Gabei Mechus HaKippurim, who became a Balkari and Tovar, Hoyu v'ishtere di iser of Mechus HaKippuri, in regard to the bia b'miktsas in the Azore, so ishtere di iser of bia b'miktsas of the Tvuyim of Ker, of Oker. So you have an analogy between Achis Isho and Mechus HaKippurim of Mitzhire in the case of Nose Meis v'akach Nose Chai. In other words, Reuven first married Roch. Reuven, he's the maize, the one that is now deceased. So Reuven first, in point of time, so he first married Rochel. And then after Reuven married Rochel, so Shimon married Leah, the sister of Rochel. Now, so, which Issa was Chal first upon Shimon? So in other words, so Rochel, the moment Reuven married, the moment Reuven married Rochel, Rochel became Asuro, and Shimon, and the score of the Yisar of Ishesach. Then, a year later, so Shimon married Leo, so then, the Yisar of Achis Isho was Chal. The Yisar of Achis Isho was Chal. And so, did you ask, so it's an Yisachal al Yisar? If it's not with Asachas, so, but it's an Yisachelel. So Mimele, the Yisar of Achis Isho is Chal. So Mimele, in such a case, so the Miged, so it's analogous to Mitzirah Shechal Shmir Leiber of HaPesach. The Miged, the Ishtere Yisar Ishesach, which was Chal first, Ishtere Name Yisar Achis Isho. So it's analogous to Mitzirah, because which Yisar was Chal first? The Yisar of Mitzero to enter the Azore, or the Yisar of a Balkari to enter the Azore? Of course the Yisar of Mitzero was Chal first, because he became a Balkari by the Yehim and the Shmini. So it's analogous. Elo Nosa Chai, V'hakei Nosa Meis. But suppose Shimon married first Leah, and then a year later, so Reuven married Rochel, and then Reuven died, so Yisar Achis Isho Kodim. So, and then the Yisar of Ishesach is Chal. How will the Yisar of Ishesach be Chal here? Again, an Yisachal Yisar. So the Gemara Yevome says it's because it's an Isamaisi. It's an Isamaisi. So, in other words, Maisif means, Isamaisif means when the same Chatiche becomes Oser to other people, to other brothers. So when the Yisar Achis Isho was Chal first, and then the Yisar of Ishesach has to be Chal, so we say it's an Isamaisif, because in the same Ishim, Rochel, becomes asuro and the other brothers. And the other brothers, it's amazing. But where the Yisr of Ishesach was chal first, and then the Yisr of Achesisho is chal. So in other words, the other Achoy is chal. So Mimele is like other Chtiches. So then it's an Isakir. So Elo Nosochad, Vahakim Nosomeis. So Yisr Achesisho Kodi. So, and then the Yisr Ishesach is chal. So it's not analogous to Mitzero Shechal Shmini Shalidara Vapesach. Because over there, the Isa that was Chal first was Huta. So we say, since the Isa that was Chal first was Huta, so then the other Isa is also Huta. Mashenke in the case, Nosa Chai Barakei Nosa Meis. So Isa Shimon married Leah first, and then Reuben married Rochel. So Isa Chisisha Kodim. And then Reuben died. So it's not the Isa that was Chal first was Huta. The Yisra that was Chal second was Mutah. So it's not analogous to Mitzvah Chal Shmini Shalidara V'Pesach. How do you know that in such a case we say Hoy Bishter Bishter? Va'afilu Nosem Eis. And even the case where Reuven married Rochel first, and then a year later, so the Yisra Mishesach was Chal Deh. And then a year later, so Shimon married Leah. The Yisra Chaisisho is Chal because of Kalel, because of Nisa of Kalel. So it's still not analogous to Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Leidara V'Pesach. Va'afilu Nosameis Nami. Tei Nachichad Nosameis Umeis. Where would it be analogous to Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Leidara V'Pesach if, let's say, Nosameis Reuven married Rochet. Reuven married Rochet. And then, after a number of years, so when Reuven married Rochel, and he had a brother of Shimon, so Rochel became Asura and Shimon. Then after a number of years, so Reuven died. So the Yisr of Ishesach was Huta. And then after Reuven died, let's say a month after Reuven died, the Yisr of Ishesach was already Huta. Then Shimon married Rochel. Shimon married Leah. So then we say, so the Yisr, the original Yisr, so the Yisr of Ishesach that was Chal some time ago was already Huter by the time that the second Yisr has to be Chal. So then we say, then it will be analogous to the case of Yitzir Shechal Shmini Shalidara V'Pesach, we all carry baby A. So in other words, the morning that the Shmini began, that the daylight of the Shmini began, so then the Yisr of Knisse, of Knisse and Azore that is incumbent upon the Mechusa Kippurim of a Mitzere was Huta. And then later in the morning he became a Balkari. So we say, so the case of the Nosa Meis Umeis Vahakei Nosa Chai, the Chazel El Beinu Beine. So the original Yisr was already Huta before the second Yisr is to be Chal. So then we say Hoy Vishter Ishtar Elo Nosa Meis Velo Imeis Vahakach Nosa Chai Luis Chazel El Klal Milo Imoide Ule. So then it's not analogous to Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shalidara V'Pesach. Milo Imoide Ule Shimro Keribele Shmini. So when does the Yisr of Mechusa of Knisse Leazore of Mechusa that is incumbent on Mechusa Mikvulim, when does it become Muter? That's in the morning. But suppose it's all carried away Shmini. Sheimachnis Yodov Lebeinis. How does Gemara know that the Ule is made in such a case? Meicha Teise. So Teise says it Kashi. So Teise says the Gemara was Midarik from the Lashon of the Braise, because the Lashon of the Braise is Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shalidara V'Pesach Mirol Keri Beliyei. Why doesn't the Braise mean tell us a bigger Chidesh, even Balaylo? So the answer is, if Ro Keri Balaylo, so the Isa of Moshe Kulim was not yet Muter. So then we don't say Hoy Bishter Ishtar. So Milo Moide Ule Shimro Keri Beliyei Shmini Sheimach Nishod of Libunetz Shalo Yotzo Bisho Shiru Yolol Bikol. So how can you say that if not for the Zasakosif of Aleo, I would say in every case of Achisisho, so Hoyu Vishtere the Yisr of Ishesach is Yisr of Yisr Achisisho. So the Gemara says, Elokitz Trich, Aleo Heiche die nosa meis und meis, wa hakei nosa chai. So in der Chana, the Gemara is so far is saying that when do we have to resort, especially as a kosula, of a leo in the case of nosa meis und meis, wa hakei nosa chai. So then, without it as a kosula leo, I would apply the din of el vishto vishtere. But in the case of chai v'hakei nosa meis, or even nosa meis v'hakei nosa chai, but before he died, so then, even without the zakos of Aleo, I would know that the death of him is not eiche, that the laces of Kores v'chisish. Now, let's see the Rashi. Tein achecha nimosa ameses isho zu tchilo, v'nase eishes achal ze, v'hakei nosa chai es achesom. ומתסייפס איסר החיסי שעל יבנתם וכשמייס אוכל בליבונים וישתרוי איסר אי שסח המוקדם משתרוי נאמר החיסי שעמוך כדור דום ההוי גוטה לצרעת אישור אישנו גוטה לקר ישי אחן אלו נוסח חי נשתתחילו ועומדו ביסר החיסי שעל והכי נוסח אוכל במס ונתסייפס איסר אי שסח איסר החיסי שעקוד ואף אגב דהותה איסר אחן Rishim came, or Rishtare only implies that if the Yisarishim was Uta, and then the Yisarachim, we are facing the Yisarachim, so he said the Yisarachim. But if you know some mess, now the Yisarachim, you can't do the Yisarachim, you don't know the Yisarachim, 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 to mitzeyo shechal shmini shoyger ala chesa. Vahakei nosa chayis hachesa, o nosa mes velo imes, ad she nosa chayis hachesa, ho li ischazo yiklal o milo meide lule, vichai gabde shimro keri dulei im shmini shimach nisyodo mocho li beinis, vishim keri di makev ale, ho yil vil yotso mitzarate li sho, hu yil abo esko beneiso, di kridem shuta mitzarate bol of keri. In other words, so we see from this tomorrow, that the whole aloche of ho yil vishtere ishtere is only shayach if the original is here, became Mutter before the second Isa that is involved in the same Isa takes effect. So then we say it doesn't take effect. But if the second Isa was Chal before the original Isa was Mutter, so we don't say just because now the original Isa is Mutter, so the second Isa is also Mutter. Now then the Gemara says, Vibo Yiseime, Asye Bekeishen Dravyein. Asiye bekeishem in Rabbi Yehine. Yo omar Rabbi Yehine, v'yitem eravune b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, omar kro, ki kol ashe yase mikolatei v'sereile v'nichrisu, and v'hukshu kol ha'arayes, so in other words, there is a hekesh of one, of all the arayes to each other. So, hukshu kol ha'arayes kulon l'ishesach. Ma ishesach sharye, afkol sharye. Of course, Shai. So Rabbi Yehine mentions this din ligabi aroi. Hukshu kol aroi zeleze that is chay for aroi without marbir. But the Gemara now is saying that the same aloche could be applied to the din of the teshesach is huta b'mokim yivnu. So if not for aleo, I'd say because of the hekesh of Rabbi Yehine that there is a hekesh of one aray elvo to another elvo. So just as ligabi teshesach. We say that Yibn is matir de alvo vishesach. So just as it's matir de alvo vishesach, it's matir the other arayis also achesisho as well. Maishesach shari akwa arayis namu shari. Viboy say me Israel Valero. Dilikatsa minutesi machisishlata bekeshit rabbin. Domo rabbin kwashi yasu kotim say. Hukshikul arayis lezul in aroi konosil rabbin. Babo albiremti. Och nama rabbin hukshikulu vishesach. Viafo gab de och echad isure. Ve och etre isure. E mishim in a ekesh. Lochritz. Why doesn't the more ask the same, raise the same pirche? So before it was in connection with Mamatzinu. But here it's a hekesh. E mishim in a hekesh. Lochritz. Ola. So what does Aleo tell us? That Ligabi Achisisho, so Achisisho is not Uta b'mokim yivim. Only Shesach is Uta b'mokim yivim. Achisisho, not. That's the effect of the Gzeras HaKosel of Aleo. So the Gemara asks, my chozis, Omer Ravache, mit Difto Rabine mehr de Kolareis. Now that you have to exert a cause for the law. That Achis Isho is not it, Abim Akimi. So you learn out from Achis Isho. The just is there, but Achis Isho is not to tell the all other Arayis. Kalosei, Chameisei, all the Arayis. Are not to tell either. Why? Because we learn it out from Achis Isho. But we have one of the things who are mocking him. That's a shesach. In every case of him, there is an elbow of a shesach. So we have one zerasak also in connection with the elbow of a shesach, that the elbow of a shesach is uta. Now we have the zerasak also for Voleo, that the elbow of a shesisho is not uta. So why do we say, why are you makish? All the other arayes, kaleisen, chameisen, chameisen, chomov, to a shesisho. Why aren't you makish all the other arayes to a shesach? אומר רב אחים דבר רבים אמרו כבר רואי סיכו אקשינו לשסח ויקו אקשינו החיסיש so in other words the kashi is once we have the exercise across the world so my chozi is to be makshe to החיסיש let us be makshe to ישסח my chozi is to החיסיש אקשינו לשסח I boy is saying it we call it לחומרה לחומרה מקשינון once we have the exercise across the world let us be החיסיש that it's not muta במקום and we have another exercise across the world לגבי ישסח it is muta. The question is, how about the other arayis? Should we be makish the other arayis to achis isho lechumre that is not muter or likule to ishesach that is muter? So when there are two possibilities, likule lechumre, so that's a general principle in the opposite. So likule lechumre lechumre makshim. Iboy say me hoche trei isure vehoche trei isure utrei mitrei yalfinon aber hoche chode isure utrei michode lo yalfinon. Because we have two alternatives. Either we'll be makish every elbow, kalosei chameisei, eim chameisei, eim chomo, to eishesach, or we'll be makish all other arayes tachisish. So we say, we should be makish tachisish, because achisish involves two isur. First of all, the isur of eishesach, and then the isur of achisish. These are his issue. And all other arayis also, kalosei, these are kalosei, and these are ishesach. Or chameisei, these are chameisei, and these are ishesach. Mashenken, if you are going to be makish, kalosei, chameisei, and im chameisei, and homo, to ishesach. So ishesach, just as ishesach is uter, so chameisei also. But ishesach only involves only one iser, and chameisei involves two isoi. So, I boy is saying, hoche trei isore, vi hoche trei isore, u trei mi trei, yalfinon, aber hoche chode isore, u trei mi chode lo yalfinon. Rove omar, elvo gufe lo yitzriche kro. Now, that's the final terrace of the Gemara. Elvo gufe lo yitzriche kro. Dei nese deiche lo yitzriche bekos. So, in other words, the day lachaname, even without the Gzera Sakos of Olao, I would know that the Ines, the Deise of him could not be Deiche, the Leises of Kores, of Aresish. So why do we need the Gzera Sakos of Olao? So the Gzera Sakos of Olao is needed not to tell us that Aresish herself is not Vizya Bemes, but that the Tzorah of Aresish is not Vizya Bemes. Elva gufa lo yitzricha ko, dine se dich leishi bekores, ki yitzricha ko le meisa tzo. Alright, now, I wanted to go up to here, because when you go the teisve, so you have to know this gemara. Alright, now, let's go the teisve, vi rohu kebi bebi yeh, vi top. The whole carry boy began to talk. Here we confess. You are not enough at carry. The way Tommy Sharet, from the road. The Tommy Sharet, after Tommy Mays, we are not in the machine with it. Kid you are my befair, kill it war. Kid you are my befair, kill it war. That you mess ats me nichna. Shenema, while you can't make sure it's ats me, say, Ima. Ima in Chetos. So, Rashi says, why does he mention a Tvulyim of Keri, not a Tvulyim of Tomesheretz or Nevele? Because there is no Iser. There is no Iser for a Tvulyim of Sheretz. Not only Tvulyim of Sheretz. Tvulyim means he was already Tevel. and he's waiting for the Harav Shemesh. Even a Tomei Sheretz himself. So is nichnes machna levi in the Harabites. Kidom afetu ivon dafu misatz mi nichna. Shemem avayi kachmei shesatz misyeitze pini. Imei bimchitzose. And you see, the machna levi was the machna levi. And the masen machna levi was the counterpart of the Harabites. And Moshe had in the machna levi, he had atzmi seitze. So he mes atzmi izmut. Veinir levi. Die hat die Oma auf Yitre, es ist schön, wie Kores. Hein, es ist der Rabbon. Kein Forrest Rabbi Eichene. Wie Tom Mes, in Nichnas, bei Chil, Name mit Rabbon. Kein die Tnam, mit Saches Kehlin, ha Chil, mit Kudesh im Enu. Schen in Kichovi, mit Mei Meiz, mit Nichnos im Nishon. Es was Noshin, mit Kudesh im Enu. Schen in Tvuljei, mit Nichnas Nishon. Und wie Chol Tvuljei, Meire. Bein die Balkeri, bein die Tom Mes, Scherz und Weile, du ka Eire, bei Hosom. So, in other words, so, mit der Reise, Harabais has the same status. But with the Rabbono, there is Madriges of Gdushe in the Harabais itself. Now, the whole Harabais is called, the Machna Levi is Midraise, has the Gdushe of Harabais. Has the Gdushe of Harabais. Now, the Harabais, now, Tomei Meres is allowed to enter the Harabais. Tomei Meres is allowed to enter the Harabais, the whole Harabais. The whole Arba is up to Azor. Even there's this notion. But a Misha Tume Yeti Olof Nikufei, let's say a Balkari or a Zav, a Nido, a Zogo, is with the Aise forbidden to enter the Harabais. To enter the Harabais. Now, but with Rabbonon, they are Dargis of Gdushe in the Machna Levi itself. So while in the Harabais itself, a Tomes is allowed to enter, Tomes, but the hill that's near the Ezras Noshi. So the hill, so Tomes is forbidden to enter with Rabon, a Tomes. And then the Ezras Noshi has a Midrabonon, has a higher level of Dushi. So because the snoshi is mikupesh simenu, she in tvuljein nichnas lishon. Even if tvuljein is not nichnas lishon, u bichol tvuljein, ayra beini balkeri, beini tomer, beini tomer mes sheretz in bule, yuk ayra osam bu. So in other words, so here, and here Rabbi Yechanan says that the tvuljein is allowed to enter in the Ezras Noshi. Midraise. It's only forbidden mid Rabbonon. So insofar and mid Rabbonon, so not only a Tvuljeim of Balkari is Osea, even a Tvuljeim of Isheretz is Osea to enter the Ezras Noshi. Two Midraise, there are no Dargos in the Harabais itself in Achlo Leviye, in the same level of Dushe. But mid Rabbonon, there are different levels in the Harab, in the Machna Leviye. So, and in Ezras Noshi, a Tvuljeim is forbidden to enter. And mid Reise, even a Tvuljeim of a Balkari is muter to enter. But mid Rabbonon is also, mid Rabbonon, even a Tvuljeim of a Sheretz and a Nevela is also also. So Memele, the question that was raised by Rashi arises, why does the Braise mention a Tvuljeim of Keri? Why couldn't the Braise mention a Tvuljeim of Sheretz and Nevela? And we cannot say, Tejo says, we cannot say like this, Rashi says, because Rashi assumes that a Tvuljeim of Balkari is also mid Raise, but Rabbi Yechanan says that there is no Issa Raise, even by Tvuljeim of Balkari. So what will Rashi say? Rashi will say Rabbi Yechanan doesn't agree with the Braise. How could Rabbi Yechanan be chilek on the Braise? Either Rabbi Yechanan Tana will point, as there are some Rishonim who say that, or because the Mishnah in Kelim is chilek on the Braise. So Rabbi Yechanan agrees with the Mishnah in Kelim. But in the name of the Braise itself, that it will yeim of Balkari is also the Raise, it's a Mitzares. That's Kisses. But Eisves is Kelim. So the question arises, so why does the Preise mention to Yale or Carry? Why couldn't the Preise mention just as well to Yale or Schneiderton? Weimeri, nur kann Balkeri oder Rebus. Wenn man vergab die Stahl auch zu Rebus machen ist, und hier lech auch um in Likant. Denn im Mokim Keri, im Mokim Kores, lo yemidu die Brei. Dort, so wie ich zu Rechidisch, wie im Thema, wie Keri Koyoneite und die Tone, da die Seite, weim Heimri, hoi Zio, hoi Zio, so wie die Tame oa Zor. So, in other words, they hurried, they hastened, to take her out in order that she shouldn't become totally be vitamin azor upori. And where was it done? In the Ezrasnoshim. In the Ezrasnoshim. Now, so the Gemara asks, but in the Ezrasnoshim, even the Satsme is Muter. So why was there such a behole that to take out the Sente immediately, in order it shouldn't be Mitamim, even if the Maimamorim has its effect immediately, so she'll be dead, but she will not, it's not osir, and the mess is actually smoother in the Azor. So the Gemara gives a terrorist that the Bahod Achshoshim was not, maybe the Maimamorim will have an immediate effect and she will die as a result of Maimamorim, but maybe as a result of the fear, of the fright, so she'll turn into a nida, and the nida is asur in the Harabites. That's the tumor she needs to be rooted. So the Gemara says, "Uporach morach zidat vashor, umay kushe v'omid rabbonon oser." But the rabbonon is the mess is oser in the chil. The chil has a lower level of kedusha than the rabbonon than the zasnosh. V'tirat zametam. Shall we go through Elo or shall we comments? Avoli Mukrosom, we go through all of the eighty. Kim Raisi, shall we call it shop? So Taisa says, inasmuch as Midraise, there is no distinction between, there are no different levels in the Machna Levi. So even with Reise, even there's less noshim, a Tomemes is Mita to enter. But it's only the Chachomim answered a Tomemes to enter even the Chil, certainly there's less noshim. So when the Chachomim applied with Israel, if the time of the Knesset into the Chil, and there's less noshim, is already Tomemes. Masaitin here, the Isha, the Saitin, she was a Tehra. But then she might, as a result, so because of the Maim Amorim, she died. So Mimele, there is no Isa of keeping a Tomemes or a Mes Atzne in the Ezra's Noshim, if at the time that she was brought into the Ezra's Noshim, she was not to Mes Asim. כי מדרעי שאול כל השם, דיבורת מאוד אמרים בפרק הנצרופים, כי ששימי ותומה, וחבקיה מיצים איסוך לעזור, ועשור יצמון עובד כאן לא עם בגן בי. ומפץ עם מייך לבגזרי, משמע דיבורתים אינו מחוץ לעזור, כי הוא מחנה שכינה, ומניץ מייסי בעזר סנוש, כי הוא בשביל הוי יושב. ורים מפורש, לביסי תדייק, מנקטון היוציאו, יצאו אופרי זימנה, דיל עד דחל ומיסו ורעיסה, ולמרים כל כך. ואין, because, if it had involved only, this is Rabbonon, so it's not Boru that as a result of the Maim Amorim she'll die the next minute. So why did they have to hasten that she shouldn't stay in Ezra's Noshim even one extra minute? Sveti Rabbonon is Likure, so it could be tailored that the Maim Amorim will have their effect after a number of minutes, not the next minute. All right. Zenichnas she yitzorich lo bu harabai islami b'shar hamikneh. Will have this yod of our zore. The little way in Adam be behemoths. We shall nickname away his statue. Kidam rino be tita tail. She call a shore in his statue. Hoots me sari nickname. She show me tail a imi. Um mach this yod of the behemoths. So because of that, the shall nickname, so it was stipulated. So it was stipulated that the shall nickname, that's the shall that leads from the Ezra's Noshi into the Ezra's Yisrael, so the debt is not, the debt should not be affected with the Gdushas Azor, or Gdushas Azor. Otherwise, the Shal Nikne would also be mispunished. So, in order to enable the Mitzere to stand in the Shal Nikne and to stretch out his arm into the Pnim of the Azore, so the Shal Nikne was excluded from the Gdushas Azor. V'im teima, lo monim ninu bishvil kach milikachon, yami bezras noshim, v'yach nis yodof li Shal Nikne. So the whole reason as to why Shal Nikne was accepted from the Gdushas Azor, because in order that it should be possible to accommodate the Mitzere, because if it would be Niskadish, so then he wouldn't be allowed to stand there. So now the halacha is that the Matan Domim has to be done in Dazor. But if, let's say, the Shal Nikne would not be excluded from the Kedusha of Dazor, so then the Shal Nikne would also be included in the Kedushas Azore. So then the Mitzere, the Mechusat Purim of the Mitzere, could stand near the Shal Nikne and stretch out. Now let's say here is the Shah, here is the Ezra's Noshim, and here is the Ezra's Yisrael, and here is the Shah, here the Shal Nikne, here the Shal Nikne. So when the Azore was Niskadesh, so this mocking within the closure of the Shal Nikneya, so was excluded from the Gdushas Azore, in order that it should be possible for the Mitzera to stand here and to stretch out his arm here into the Ezra's Yisrael. But it should not have been accepted from the Gdusha of the Azore. So this could have been included in the Gdusha of the Azore, and then the Mitzere, instead of standing here and stretching out his arm here under Ezra's Yisrael, so the Mitzere would stand here and stretch out his arm under the Shah. And the Shah Azore, then it would be part and parcel The Sha'al Mikneh would then be, if it hadn't been excluded from the Kedusha of Azore, so the Sha'al Mikneh would be included in the Azore. So the Matan Behenis could be realized under the Sha'al. Under the Sha'al. That's the discussion. Vim tema lomo nimiu bishvil kachno lekachom yali bezras noshim biyachnis yodof lisha'al Mikneh. Upirish rivon de'in ze lifnei adishem v'lehave ba'avir ha'azor. So it's not lifnei adishem. Now the Matan Behenis has to be realized lifnei adishem. That's what the Torah says. So mimele, if the mitzvah stands here beneath the Sha'al Mikneh, and he stretches out, and he stretches out the Behenis, and he stretches out the Behenis. So then the dam is sprinkled on his right thumb, so then it's lifnei adishem, because it's in the Aver HaMizbeach. Mashein keiniv, if the Sha'al Mikneh itself would be niskadish, Kedushas Azore, and the mitzvah would stretch out his arm beneath the Sha'al Mikneh, within the enclosure of the Sha'al Mikneh, so then it wouldn't be lifnei adishem, even though it has Kedushas Azore. Now we have to understand it. I mean, what kind of aloche is it? What kind of aloche is it? It's aloche that the Matan Behenis has to be done in the Avir Hazore, as long as it has Gdushas Hazore, so that's Hazore. What difference does it make? Whether the Matan Domim is here, or the Sha'al Mikneh itself has Gdushas Hazore, and the Matan Domim is here. What difference does it make? So, in the Chiddush he agrees on Zvoche. He discusses this thesis in Yevamos, and he says that it doesn't mean, the Gemara says kol ashorim niskachu chutz mishal mikneir sheshom mitzire emei domachnis yodov libehinis. So the only reason as to why it was not niskadeish is because, in order that it should be possible for the mitzvah to stand there. If it would be niskadeish, it would be impossible for the mitzvah to stand there. So it doesn't mean that if not for the town, sheshom mitzvah imi domach nisyod of libehenis, so then the one who was mikadeish the mikdash, I mentioned that already once. I mean, the Rambam says that Shleime was Mikadish the Mikdosh. I mean, the Gemara in Zvochim says the David, but both are true. In other words, David was Mikadish with the Mikdosh and with the Kedushas Misapchiro, and Shleime was Mikadish the Mikdosh with Kedushas Misamikdosh. So it was Shleime who was Mikadish it with the Kedushas Misamikdosh. So the Gemara doesn't mean kol ashorim niskachu chutz mishari mikne yashe shom mitzei reimei umach nisyod of the reimeis that Shreimei stipulated that the Sha'al Mikneh, that the Sha'al that leads from the Ezras Noshi into the Ezras Yisroel, should be excluded from the Kedushas Azore because of the time of mitzei reimei umach nisyod of the reimeis. And if not for that time, so then Shleime would have stipulated that the Sha'al Mikneh should also be niskadish. No, it's not that. There wouldn't have been any special Gdushe on the Sha'al Mikneh, that the Sha'al Mikneh should be niskadish. But Shleime was mikadish d'azor. Shleime was mikadish with Lachmiteido, Alpi Melech, Alpi Novi, Al pi ol vitumim, al pi bez nagodu. So he was mikadish de azore. So when Shleime was mikadish de azore, he was mikadish de azore, not Sha'al Mikneh. Sha'al Mikneh is not part and parcel of the azore proper. I mean, Sha'al Mikneh, that's the shah, the gate that leads from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael. So Shleime, when Shleime was mikadish with Lachmiteino, he was mikadish d'azore. But the Sha'al Mikneh, if it hadn't been spelled out that the Sha'al Mikneh should be excluded from the Kedushas Azore, then mimele the Kedushas Azore would be chal would be chal on the Shal Mikneh. Because this is the Shal of the Azore. So Mimele it would be chal. Not that the Gdushe itself would be chal on the Shal Mikneh per se, but as a result of Gdushe being chal on the Azore, so Mimele the Shal of the Azore would ipso facto be niskadesh as a result of the Gdushe of the Azore. But not, so in other words, if not for the special reason that Shom Yitzera Eimei Do Machnis Yodok Libeheineis, so then I would say that the Shal Mikneh would by itself become Niskadesh on account of the fact that this is the Teicha Pesach of, that's the Teicha Pesach, that's the Teicha Pesach of the Azor. So Mimele, because by applying the principle, through the application of the principle of Teicha Pesach Kilifnim, so once the Azor is Niskadesh, the Teicha Pesach, the Shal Mikneh, that's the Teicha Pesach of the Azor, would also be Niskadesh. But not that Shleime would spell out the Gdushes Azore and the Shal Mikneh. The Shal Mikneh would be Niskadesh Mimele, automatically, as a result of the Gdushe that he was chal on the Azore, because of the Aloche of the Teicha Pesach Kilifnim Dore. So Mimele it would be chal. So, but in order to accommodate the Mitzere, that he should be able to stand on the Shal Mikneh, so when Shleime was Mikadish the Azore, he spelled out, he stipulated that the Kedushas Azore should not be Chal on the Shal Mikneh. So he says, the Rivon says, Upirish Rivon, the Inzel Ifnei Avishem, this doesn't mean a special significance in Aver Azore. He means when what is called Lifnei Adishem. Lifnei Adishem is called only that which has Dushes Azore per se. Mashaink in the Shal Mikneh, even if Shlomo did not stipulate that Dushe should not be Chal. So Dushe would be Chal, but the Dushe would be Chal because it is the Shah of the Azore. So Mimele, because of the Aloche of Minat Pesach Velifnim is Kelifnim Dome. So in other words, so Minat Pesach Lifnim Kelifnim Dome, so Mimele the Gdush of the Azore will be extended to the Shah of the Azore. But it's not the Azore per se. So Mimele here that there is a requirement of Lifnei Adishem. So that has to requires that which is has Dushas Azore per se, not a mokei that becomes Kodesh by virtue of the fact that this is the Pesach of the Azore, and it's not Kodesh per se. This is the Pshat Nias. Now, so then Teisa says, Veinire, di have Kodesh ki Dushas Azore have Shapir Tei Adishem. So Teisus is chelik on the Rivon. Veim Rav Netam, they also bishvil takones mitzoroyim, sheyam dushom, sheyogin aleim ashar b'chamo b'nei achamo b'shem nachon. Eino chaname, we could have accommodated, not in such a good way, the mitzoroyim anyway. Even if Shlomo had not excluded the Shal Mikneh from the Kedushas HaZohar. And that were then, the mitzere would have to stand in the Ezras Noshim and stretch out his arm. Now, so in the Ezras Noshim, so then he wouldn't be protected against the rain. So because of that, Shleime excluded the Shal Mikneh from the Kedushas HaZore. So Mimele, the Mitzere would be able to stand in the Shal Mikneh. Now, so we see from this thesis here in Yevomes that there is no special halacha that the mitzere, as he stretches out his hand, has to stand in the Shal Mikneh. The reason as to why he had to stand in the Shal Mikneh is because there was no other way. To enter the Azorah, he wasn't allowed. To enter the Azorah Mamish, he wasn't allowed. And so Mimele, he had to stand in the Shamit. But Teisves in Zvochim gives another terence. Teisves in Zvochim Teisves in Zvochim daf amedveis omedveis. The first Teisves daf amedveis omedalev. I'm sorry. Daf Lamed Beis Omed Alef, the first Teisves, Daf Lamed Beis Omed Alef, that begins in Daf Lamed Alef Omed Beis, and then the fourth big line of the Teisves, because you have on the side the small lines of the Teisves. The fourth big line, Vim Teima, Kivin the true Yeil, Muter, Bishor Azorek in the Parishes, Amai Yitzrich Lo Limtzeire Berav HaPesach Litchisese, Yeilich Bishor HaLishkeitz, V'yachmis shom yodof v'beitz. And he will stretch out his arm while he stands in the Shor Alish gates into the Azor. There is a way. Why did he have to be in the Ezras, to go in the Ezras Noshin and stand in the Shah Nikneir? V'yesh leima d'lo yefsha mishum d'chsiv Pesach oyel meid v'ayne b'shah Nikneir shehu mechuben kenegne. So in other words, it's mechuven keneged the Kiddush HaKadoshim. So memele, that is called Pesach Yomid. This is called Pesach Yomid. So in other words, Teisves, so we see that Teisves here in Yevomes is chilek on the Teisves in Zvachim. Teisves in Zvochim says that Teisves in Yevomes, according to Teisves in Yevomes, so the whole halacha of Shah Nikneir is only a mitzias. It's not that there is a special halacha that the mitzias has to stand in the Shah Nikneir. Because according to Teisves in Yevomes, according to the Livon and Rav Netam, the whole aloche of Lifnei Hashem, the whole aloche of Lifnei Hashem applies only to the Matan Behemes. In other words, that the Matan Behemes, the sprinkling of the dam on the right thumb and the right toe, has to be done Lifnei Hashem in the Azor, and that is done in the Azor. So it's certainly Lifnei Hashem. That's certainly Lifnei Hashem. But now, and Teisves says, there is a machlekes between here, there is a machlekes between the Rivon and Rav Netam, if the Shah Nikneir had not been excluded from the Kedusha of the Azoret, and suppose the Metzera would stand in the Ezras Noshin and stretch out his arm under the Shah Nikneir, whether that would be Lifnei Hashem or not. So according to the Rivon, that wouldn't be Lifnei Hashem. According to Rav Netam, why? Because, as Ravel explains it, because Lifnei Hashem means that which has Kedushas Azorah per se, but that which is Niskadish, and not per se, but because it is the Shire of the Azorah. So Mimele, Mina Pesach, Kilifnim Dome, Mina Pesach Lifnim is Kilifnim Dome, so that is not called Lifnei Hashem. And Rav Netam, and according to Rav Netam, it would be called Lifnei Hashem. So we see that according to both, the Ribbon and Rav Netam, the whole Gzeiras HaKosuv of Lifnei Hashem applies only to the Matan Behemes, but not to the Amide, not that the Mitzera has to stand with Lifnei Hashem. Not that the Mitzera has to stand with Lifnei Hashem. So Teisves in Zvochim Daf Lamed Veis, also Ravel says that in his Chidushim and Zvochim, not in his Seder. So he says, so Teisves in Zvochim holds that there is a Aloche of Lifnei Hashem. And that's the pshat in Pesach Yomeid. So in other words, that on account of the fact that it's mechuvim keneged Kiddush HaKadoshim, so the Shah Nikneir has a din of Lifnei Hashem, even though it doesn't have Kedushas Azore, but Lifnei Hashem it is. Why? Because it's mechuvim keneged Kiddush HaKadoshim. So Meila, it has a din of Lifnei Hashem. and Teisves Shite. So where is Teisves Shite in Yevomis? That the whole Halacha Lifnei Hashem is only in regard to the Matan Behemis. And as long as the dam is sprinkled on the right thumb and the right toe of the big toe of the mitzere in the Azorah itself, so that fulfills the requirement of Bnei Hashem, and the mitzere doesn't have to be aimed at Bnei Hashem. So, and according to Tesis and Yevomes, if it doesn't have the Shal Mikneh, cannot be considered Bnei Hashem by virtue of the fact that it is not affected to the Kedushas Azor. So Memele it cannot be considered Bnei Hashem. But Tesis and Zvochim holds no, that the Halacha of Bnei Hashem applies not only to the Matan Behemes. The Matan Behemes certainly takes place with Bnei Hashem, that's in the Azorah, but the Amidah of the Mitzera has to be with Bnei Hashem. And the Shal Nikneir is considered Lifnei Hashem. The Shal Nikneir is considered Lifnei Hashem. Is considered Lifnei Hashem. Now, so Teisves explains why is the Shal Nikneir considered Lifnei Hashem? Why not any other Pesach in the Azorah is not considered Lifnei Hashem? So Teisves says because it's Mechubin Kineged the Kiddush Hakadosh. So that's why it's considered Bnei Hashem. Now, and there is from the Lashon HaGemore, so Rav Dovul says that from the Lashon HaGemore in Seite it's mashma like that. That Shamikneir, that there is a special halacha, as Teisves in Zvochim, that Lamedei says, there is a special halacha that the Mitzera has to stand in the Shamikneir. In Seite Daf Zion begins Daf Zion Omed Aleph and then it ends in Daf Zion Omed Beis. So the Mishne says Hoyumal in Daf Zion Omed Aleph, Hoyumal the Seder of the Seite, Hoyumal in Israel Bez Nagodol Shibroshalai Umay Min Oleo Kider Shemay Min Aleil Nifoshes Veim Olo Biti Har Beyayin Eise Har Beschike Eise Har Beyalvis Eise. In other words, they urge her to confess if she knows that she committed adultery, she should confess. How bishchemim oroyim eisim asei lishmei agodil shenichtav b'kdushe shelo yimoch al amay ve'imel, because if she confesses, so then she is not given the mayim amori ve'imel lifonel dvorim sheino kidai lishemo hi v'chol mishpachat b'savio imom rot meyo ani. If she confesses, so she verses also v'yitzis, so she's not given the mayim amori. V'imom roteirani mali leiso l'shara mizrach she'al pesach shara nikner she'et shom mashkines aseiteis u'mitarines ha'yilveis u'mitarines ha'mtzoroyim. What it means to ha'mtzoroyim? The mitzere stands under the shara nikner as he stretches out his arm. So then the gemore dafches omed alef, the fourth line, Sheshom Mashkin Mesaseites, Bishle Mesaseites, Dechsi, Vehemidakin, so you show Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Mitzroi Name, Dechsi, Vehemidakin, Amitayah. So the Gemara, Vehemidakin, Amitayah, Vehemidakin, Amitayah, so Ish, Amitayah, Ve'isom, Lifnei Hashem, Pesach Yomei. So the Pashta Saloshim is mashma that for the same reason that he said to Esther Shal Nikneir. Why? Because Vehemidakin is a Yishol Lifnei Hashem. So Shal Nikneir is Lifnei Hashem. Shal Nikneir is Lifnei Hashem. So Mimele, so the Pashta Saloshim of the Gemore, Mitzroi Named Yechsi Vehemidakin, Hamitayir, Ve'eisom, Esoyish, המתאיר, איזו איש, המתאיר ואיסום, לפני עד השם, פסח היומי. So the Pashtus Haloshni is that there is not only a halochah of lifnei Adishem ligabei the sprinkling of the dam and the behemis. That's of course lifnei Adishem. I mean, that's done in the Azor, because the arm is inside, is stretched into the inside of the Azor. But even the amide of the mitzeira has to be lifnei Adishem. And Chal Nikneir is considered lifnei Adishem. Shalnikna is considered Lifnei Hashem. And why is Shalnikna considered Lifnei Hashem? So again, we see, as Ravon explains that Gemara, that it was necessary to make an explicit stipulation that the Shalnikna should not be discouraged with Bishas Hazore. And if an explicit stipulation had not been made, then it would be Mikudesh. Not through an explicit stipulation that it should be Mikudesh, but it would be Mele. Be miskadesh. The kedusha of the Azore Mimele would be extended to the Shalnikneir. But Shlomo stipulated that the kedusha of the Azore should not be chal on the Shalnikneir. But if he did not explicitly exclude the Shalnikneir from the kedusha's Azore, then the kedusha of the Azore would Mimele automatically be chal on the Shalnikneir. So Mimele we see that there is something peculiar about Shalnikneir. So Mimele, even though the Kedusha of the Azore was not Chal on the Shalnikneir, it was explicitly excluded from the Shalnikneir, but Lifnei Hashem it is. And this is the Shite of Teisves in Zvochem. And the Gemara in Seite Dafches appears to collaborate Teisves Shite in Zvochem. Masheinke Teisves here, both the Ribbon and Rav Netam, they say that the whole halacha of Lifnei Hashem only applies to the matan behenes, the matan dam and the behenes, but not on the amid. This Teisves is difficult from the Gemara in Seite Dafches. All right, leave it here. In 2 minutes, I'll be starting Lifnei Hashem.
Julian Chesney Ramoschov, Kisev, Eitov Shalom, involved November 24th, 1975.
So, Rav Mills the Psyche, so one could think that it's a general principle that whenever the fulfillment of the mitzvah shiloh b'koras is in conflict with the nisar rabbon, so we certainly is nitche. So it's not always like that. The Rav Mills the Psyche yesh b'kom eshemim the dvayim b'kachim koras k'damrinam b'psochim b'feriko yisho elo kan hoy lo yomir alech hachom evach. Because the Yisea of a Tvuyein to enter the Ezra Snoshim, a Tvuyein of the Valkyrie, to enter the Ezra Snoshim is only Rabot. And the finish of Yishofot was Misakin, that Akona. Rabbi Yichon and Rosh Hashanah Fluga Abraisi. The Laftanet, so in other words, that says it's Shitosin. But Rashi holds in the Chaname that Rabbi Yechanan is chilek on the price. Either that he is chilek or because the Mishnah in Kelim disagrees with this price. So Rabbi Yechanan is machria like the Mishnah in Kelim. But Teisa Shite is no, that Rabbi Yechanan is only explaining the price. Rabbi Yechanan also lifluga a price, laftanu, kilimucha ferekam eliksuris, dimshana arab. Tanu hu polit, when the boy is new, you hoch the Rabbi Yechanan. But the Sefer HaKrisus, Rav Neshim Shem Mekunin, mentions a shite that all the Talmidim of Rabbi HaKodesh, that means not only Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, so Altan Tanu hu polit. All right. Afal gadi yesh litcheis, the Rabbi Yechanan ke masnis nikelim. Kasnis nikelim, ditna nezras noshim yukodeshes imenu, shein tvuyeim nichnas lishom, avu baharabayis vichil, שורה, והיינה מדי רבונו, די מדי רייסה, So also we call it the machlevie. Indeed, the rice also we call it machlevie. In kim barabais name litzer. The Pesach harabais achar nikner machlevie. Because mit rice there are no different darges in the machlevie. Machlevie has one status, one level. Machlevie. And everything has gdushas harabais. I mean gdushas machlevie. It's harabais. So what is the level? In other words, that one who is tomei tuma halitzis migufei, let's say like in Balkeri, Zav, Izovei, Nide, so is osea to enter the Harabais. So that applies equally to the whole Harabais. The whole Harabais. So this differentiation between one part of the Harabais and the other part of the Harabais, what is called Harabais itself, and then the Rabbi is proper, and what is called Chil, and there's Rasnoshim, that's only a differentiation mit Rabbonah, but mit Rai is not. So since the Mishnah in Kelim says, Ez Rasnoshim mikudesh esimenu, she'in tfulyeim nichnas lisham. So only in the Rasnoshim, that's the closest branch of the Harabai. I mean, that's that branch of the Harabais that is closest to the Ezras Yisrael, to the Azor. So Mimele, that means that in the other parts of the other branches of the Harabais, a Tvulyeim is muta to enter. So that must be Midrabonon, because if it's Midraitse, there couldn't be a distinction between one part of the Harabais and the other part of the Harabais. Our Rabbis with Hill Shore of Hyman Rabbon, Timid Rice of Kalmachlevi, and Kibarabais Namelitz and Pesar Bais of Halikra Machlevi. It's time we set to be free. Mikolmot, so we could say that. In other words, it's true that Rabbi Yechanan is Laftane Upali. But Rabbi Yechanan is Machia not like the Braise, because he is Machia like the Mish. But it's not like this. Mikolmo came in Nira depleted Braise, the Hocha must listen to Kale. And Rabbi Yechanan with Fushe Braise was the Ezra Dictone, Lav Daf. But that stays a shite, but Rashi shite is not like that. A Rashi shite is that there is definitely a machlokes between the Braise and the Mishnah in Kale. The Lav Mishum disover Rabbi Yechanan Tvulyeim Dizav Lav Kizavdam. Now, Izav himself, before he was stable himself, so he certainly also attended the Rabbis. Tumashi Yitzim Igufei. But, so why Tvulyeim is Mutam Dereise? So that means that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Tvulyeim Dizav is Lav Kizavdam. No, it's not. We don't have to say that. Lav mishum disov Rabbi Yechanan Tvulyeim Dizav Lav Kizav Dome. Do Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yechanan Bisefo Yisho V'Rov Yisrael Bishon Beis Dikrises Dim Chusa Kipur Dizav Kizav Dome. So Lachas Kama V'Chamo that Tvulyeim Dizav is Kizav Dome. Elo Dav Keli Yim Pesach Abo Bitume Do Yechul Menu Zovim V'Zoveis V'Nides V'Yildis Koma D'Chizav Dome Lachem Yisrael Bikrises Abo Nien Bias Mikdosh Lav Kizav Dome. In the Chash, the Bishpelin is Vochim, Mosikul Kulal, Menim Chusak Purim is Av, Kizav Dome. That's in Zvochim. Ufer Gimu Minim, Mosik Dafut Vid, Yem is Av, Lav Kizav Dome. Certainly, Mechusak Purim is Av, is not Kizav Dome. Because Tvulyeim is more Homo than Mechusak Purim. Elahid is Vochim, Liyim Pesach Abobi Tume. So Liyim Pesach Abobi Tume, so it is Kizav Dome. So it's lo yeichlu mimenu en mechusat purim dizav. Mashein kei ligabi bias migdosh. So even vayidi nozir. So that has reference to bias migdosh. So not only mechusat purim is not kizav dome, but even itvuyim is not kizav dome. Vayidi nozir in bias migdosh. Veod imashma vayisugir gumminim dafunim atvuyim dizav lav kizav dome. Also. Likone is limachne levie midraise umikrodorish also oimavi the hosom bizov balke gimurias di ketarte shu tvulyeim umachutza kipurim. So we have a special gzeras hakosif that we have a special gzeras hakosif that a zov bal gimurias so then he has to count zaynikin and he has to bring a korban too. So he counts Zaynikin and he stable himself, but he can Ezov and Ezove can be table themselves on the seventh day in the morning, so they can be table themselves. So Mimele he's both. So if let's say Ezov who had Gimel Ries and on the seventh day he was table himself. So number one, he has to wait till Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh. So, and then he has to bring the korb. So he's both, he's a Tuyei and the Mechuzak Purim. So there is a special Zerasakosu. There is a special Zerasakosu. That the Tuyeim and the Mechuzak Purim of Izav Dal Gimel Ries, who is both. Who is both, so he's also a Midaraisa. He is also a Midaraisa to enter the Bisamidosh. Enter the Bisamidosh. So that only applies to a Tuyeim of Izav Dal Gimel Ries, who is both. Who is both, but just a Tuyeim who is not both, so that's only Osam Rabban. Why should it apply only to one who is both? Because without this special Zasakosu, even the Tuyeim of Izav Gimel Ries would be Mutam Midaraisa to enter the Harabais, the whole Harabais, including the Ezras Nosh. But there is a special Posik, and the special Posik applies to a Tuyeim of Izav Gimel Ries, who is both. Vafal Gam. Die beschmeite Namen bei Rolo Kerry BBA, da habe ich Probleme mit Chisak Ipurim, schore mit Reise. But here we are also dealing with someone who has a status of a Mechusak Ipurim, and he has a status of a Tvulyeim. But here, it emanates from different Tumes, you see. Why is he Mechusak Ipurim? Because he was a Mitzera. But then he became a Balkari on the eighth day. On the eighth day. So, and he was staying for the carry. But he is a Tvulyeim, he has to wait for Arav Shemesh. So Arav Shemesh, he has to wait for one Tume, and a Kov, he has to bring for Tume Saras. So in other words, so that Gzeras HaKosuf has no application to this kind of combination of Tvulyeim and Chusak Ipurim. The special Gzeras HaKosuf that is also Bibias Migdosh Midraise applies to one who is a Tvulyeim and a Mechusak Ipurim because of the same, on the score of the same Tumeh. Let's say, Izav Val Gimel Ries. So Mimele, he can be table on the seventh day and he has to bring Kobones. But he has to wait till Erev Shemesh on the seventh day. So that kind of a combination of Izav and Mechusak Ipurim is also Medrash. The Posik has reference to this kind of combination. Not to a combination who is a Tvulyeim on the score of the Tumas Keri and he's a Mechusak Ipurim on the score of Tumas Saras. The Posik doesn't have reference to that. So he says, Ve'afo gam nishmaite nam v'rolo keri b'miyeim dame Tvulyeim Mechusak Ipurim shorem d'raise d'tzao d'more haini mishim d'eini al Tumachas elu al Tvulyeim mishim keri Mechusak Ipurim mishim Saras shechitshu bo dvorim v'omru Tvulyeim al yikonis l'machas l'vir v'im teim amenori shechitshu mitvulyei dil mochitshu mitomemes atzik. Because he says lechotzer hachadosh, so chotzer hachadosh means that there is something new that was introduced at that time, at that day. So how do we know that the new thing was that akone that it Tvulyeim cannot enter the Ezras Noshi? But maybe that it tomed mesatzme it's on midraise. It mesatzme is muter. In the Harabais, but in the Rabbonan Hat, maybe that was the takone by Bez Din Shal Yishok. Yishleima, the mashmalei shel echitchu el hachotzer, because what is called the chotzer? The chotzer is called the Harabais, the machno rebiye. So, the chotzer hain ez rasnoshim, ki dimuchar b'yecheske, What did I have to do?
Where the X is, it has to be signed at the bottom.
So the chotzer has reference to the Ezras Noshi.
I think that's the men's
part. Oh, it's men's part. Okay. You're on the kind of mitzvah of pushing me so. There is a machlokes between the Nisibes and the Machne Ephraim. If somebody takes away another schrif, it's Beines. You know Beines. In good faith, he takes away, as I was about, you know. So whether it's Chai Bjornsson or not. Oh, I know. And these pens, there will always be an anus. ויש לו אימא למשהו לחיד שלו החוצה לחוצה רעי נעזרס נושם כי דימוך אבי חזקל ביו תום אמס עושר אפילו לחיל. So in other words, so because תום אמס מדרבונם is עושר אפילו לחיל מה שאין כאין כבולי is עושר אומי עזרס נושם. And here it says חוצה, what is called חוצה עם יחזקל דעזרס נושם. ואומר אולי מטה פירוש קים דביה במקצס שמו ביה מטה מתירו חכומי להכניס יודב לבאינס ואם תימא וחיב דשמו ביה ואפילו הורך השור המקצוסי משום די אפשר ביין אחר אם כן כל נעבל ישתה מון אפשר אם ביה במקצס ישמו ביה. So he actually doesn't gain anything by just stretching out his arm into the other azor, because stretching out the arm is also considered like an entrance into the azor, into the Ezras Yisrael. So he might as well go in completely. Why does he have to stand in the Shal Nikna? Im ki koin amin nishtak. V'yeish leima v'loi niche she yitche bi askul eid chsid behedye v'la mikdash li sobe avo bia b'miktsas lo chsid behedye elo mekei she goma lo ule hosom ma nigie b'miktsas shmo nigie av bia b'miktsas shmo nigie v'loi di shleima kim di efshar al di bia b'miktsas im ikon iskul eid chayev מידה דהי מידה דהווה אהויו לדרך צורו בו לבחו. So what is the mission, the Gemara in Rosh in Shuetz mentioned? If somebody became Tomei in the Azor itself, Beines he became Tomei, so he has to hurry out to hasten to leave the Azor if he became Tomei, if he became Tomei in the Azor. So the Gemara in Shuetz says, suppose he became Tomei in the Azore, and there are two ways how to go out of the Beis HaMikdash. He can follow a short route, and he can follow a long route, and he decided to go out through the long route. So he's chayev called Meila V'yeret. Because, like a Tomei that is nichnas in the Beis HaMikdash. There is nichnas in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? But he had to stay there. The answer is, he had to stay there, but he could reduce the time of the Shia in the Beis HaMikdash to a minimum. He could have followed up a short route, and he resorted to a long route. So Memele is high, he called. So here too. He has to have the Matmin Domim and the Behenes. And he's right top. He has to have the Matmin Domim. But there are two ways how to have it. Either by making a partial BA into the Azore, or a full BA into the Azore. So Mimele, true that a partial BA is also Osir. And over there, if somebody would go into the Beis HaMikdash and would use a short route, so he would be chayev. Still, when he's an onus and he has to stay a certain moment in the Azore, but if he can reduce it, so then he has to reduce it. So here too, since it is possible for him to reduce the beer to a beer b'miktsas, even though beer b'miktsas is also shmo beer, so he has no heter to make it for him. Now we have to understand, the two shenis tases, it is obvious that the two shenis tases are chilik on each other. So the first lashon tases says, ולניחה שיתחה בי אסכו להתחסיד בהדיה ולהמקדש לסובי אבל בי אבי מקצס להתחסיד בהדיה אלו מהקי שגום עלו ולא עושום מה נגיע בי מקצס שמול נגיע אבל בי אבי מקצס שמול נגיע. So from the first teretz it's mashma. Now why does Ula say that בי אבי מקצס שמול בי? The Torah said להמקדש לסובי. But Meicha Teisa Bia B'miktsas stretching, since when is stretching out an arm into the Avir HaZoreh considered L'Sovei?